You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's meditation comes from Psalm 94. The psalm begins, "O Lord God of vengeance, shine forth." It is not an unfamiliar theme, crying out to a God about the injustice we see on earth. But it goes on from there, saying to us, "Understand, O dullest of the people, God is up there. He created us, and he knows what's going on. The problem is not with him, it's with us." And that brings us to the focus of our meditation, verses 12 through 15. "Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it." Suddenly, the focus has changed from the world and its problems to ourselves. Judgment begins with the household of God. One of the things I've been reflecting on of late has been how in the Lord, his justice and his mercy are one thing. He doesn't judge and then maybe show mercy. He also doesn't show mercy without justice being involved. In him, both are united perfectly. In us, not always so perfectly. So justice returns to the righteous, but it also returns to the unrighteous. God hears the cries of those who are hurt by unjust people. Yet his way is to call all to see their sin and cry out to him for mercy and forgiveness. There should be a sense of both relief, but also of a kind of sobriety. The relief comes because Jesus intercedes for us before the Father, his shed blood washing us clean, allowing us to be upright in heart and follow the Lord. The sobriety comes because those who reject the mercy will find a just response, and theirs will be a cry of woe, as a pit has been dug for the wicked. So today, reflect on the just mercy of a loving God. Fear not, for he is with you, but call others to come to that throne of grace, which is also a throne of judgment. Cry out in your time of need, and cry out for others who may not even understand their time of need, to the God of vengeance and justice and mercy.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.